go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Just a quick note here as we get into hour number three. Markets are red. The Fed spoke on Wednesday, got everybody nervous. So markets a bit upset this morning. If you've got some holdings, just chill. Just chill. Do what's best for you. I'm doing what's best for me. Been watching me some DraftKings a lot lately. And Penn National. Yeah, been checking those out a lot, along, of course, with Tesla and everything else. 615-844-5600 on Twitter, at Bill is King. And you can email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Brad'll be with us tomorrow. Bunch of games to be handicapped. He had a very good weekend this past week. Brad's got the hot hand, so... Always good to have him on Fridays from Vegas. A lot of news out there, y'all, and we've been discussing it concerning the Big Ten. See, the SEC right now, no drama. Now, little drama the other day when Ed Orgeron talked about how a lot of his rosters caught the virus and the Corona Bros went crazy over that. Yeah, they went nuts. So a little bit of news there. I didn't pay much attention to it. But right now, all the news is from the Big Ten, and the Pac-12's trying to get involved. Yeah, the Pac-12 is acting like there's interest to play football. No interest at all prior, per se, compared to the Big Ten. But, yeah, they're saying, oh, we don't have any health restrictions. The governor just said so. We can practice and make contact and all that. Now, they're still working on it, but... Sounds like they're coming back, too. Sounds like it. Mountain West is making some overtures, meeting and talking and discussing the reopen. They were not planning on playing either. Very fluid situation. I will repeat, it's not the exact same circumstance. This is an extended version of higher intensity as well of the 2010 expansion scare. Again, not the same circumstances at all, but again, a fluid situation that was kind of scary at times. 2010. It didn't last as long as this. It was for about a few weeks in the summer. 2010. Got to remember, 2010 was highly controversial. Because prior to the playing portion of the season, you had the expansion scare. Texas and Oklahoma had it. And they were going to move to the Pac-10 at the time. And A&M and Oklahoma State would go with them. And there were moments where that was pretty much a done deal. It was very nerve-wracking because places like Lawrence, Kansas, places like Manhattan, Kansas, places like Waco, Texas, they would be homeless. Those schools, there's not another league they could join that would be equal to their relationship inside of the Big 12. And the Big 12 looked like it was teetering as an existing league. If they would have lost those teams now, I'm not sure what would happen. Dan Beebe lost his job, the commissioner, because of this big mess. They ran him out of town. And the Big 12 looked like a league that was, frankly... may just disappear. There's not much left if those teams leave. It ended up correcting, and they stayed. And frankly, the Big 12 is a pretty healthy league right now. Healthier than you would have thought viewing. If back in 2010 we would have viewed 10 years out, what do you think in 2020 the Big 12 would be like health-wise? Health, in this case, health-wise would be financial is what I mean. Fiscally. And the answer is pretty healthy. Yeah. I consider it a better league and more stable than the Pac-12. For sure. But it feels like the moment we're in right now feels like that. Again, totally different circumstances and different reasons for being worried and all that. And this is extended for a long period of time. But 10 years later, man, craziness. Just goes to show you, because we were so settled in again, just with the rhythm of the college football calendar. You don't think anything like this can happen. I fall into that trap too. Absolutely I do. And over the next 10 years, folks, somewhere in there, once we get through this, and I don't know if it's another expansion scare, I don't know if it's another pandemic, but give the next 10 years some time, and I'm not sure what we're going to run into. Something's out there waiting on us, though. I would imagine there's going to be some, well, I'll give you an example. I'll get the call here in just a second. Speaking of expansion, they will expand the playoffs. Over the next 10 years, you will not have four teams in the playoffs. I can promise you that. I'm against that, but that's where it's going. So that's going to happen. I'm not saying that's going to make everybody in a tizzy, in a frenzy like we're in right now. Totally different circumstances, but that will happen. Could that lead to the era of super conferences? I don't think so. I hope not. It's not having four leagues with 16, 18 teams, whatever, is a dumb idea, which means they probably would do it, but I don't see it right now happening. Husker Richie, welcome in. Just dropped. Okay. Husker Richie, your guy, Ted Carter, at Nebraska, the players who sued, the law firm there in Omaha, a lot of credit goes to Nebraska. I see a lot of fans on Twitter absolutely giving credit. Lots of kudos and credit to Nebraska. Ohio State fans are very thankful for Nebraska. Very thankful.
I'm back.
Husker Richie, what's up?
What's up, Bill? So you're thinking that some of the stuff that Nebraska tried to pull, you think that put a little pressure on in a way?
I think it was bigger than you're describing it. The okay. Big Ten chancellors and presidents, once the lawsuits hit and specific information was requested, meaning discovery information, they didn't want the lawyers looking under the hood. That's right. Why... at least a big reason why we are where we're at right now with them reopening.
Don't you also think when you look at all the health statistics, this virus has already run through Alabama, Georgia, LSU, Clemson, and it didn't hurt those players at all. And I think they're finally realizing that, you know, if you don't have any fans in the stands, this is this virus is going after older, unhealthy people. I mean, that's just the reality of it. And these
yes.
players are they're at very little risk. And if you don't have any fans in the stands, they're not at risk. And if the coaches are willing to go out there and coach and take the chance, then, you know, let's go on and get on with it. And that's what they decided to do.
Well, I think what you have described is accurate up to the point where you're giving the Big Ten credit for looking into that. I don't think that has anything to do with the reopen. I think the presidents and chancellors were absolutely, totally satisfied and happy not playing. Those guys right. don't wake up caring about football like you and I do, Richie. That's not on their agenda. Shutting they down was care. Not a big deal to them. I think it was the legal maneuver that would have made them look like the idiots they are right. that caused them to expedite this and get back on the field.
Well, they do care about money, and then they saw the rest of the country, including the pros, and high schools opening up, and if everybody else can do it, you don't want to be left out. If they were going to lose money, don't you just think that the bottom line in a way, they're just worried that one football player was going to get it and die. Isn't that what this comes down to? They thought there would be a death, and they didn't want to have that on their resume, or am I wrong?
Well, yeah, sure, you don't want that to happen. Nobody does.
They were thinking that might happen.
Well, I don't think that's what they were thinking. That's the reason why we shut down, because the likelihood of that is minuscule.
Right.
But I think they thought, here's the scam. I think they've known back in April they were shutting down. But they thought they could cause a domino effect and get everybody to shut down. They knew it would be hard to get the SEC, but what they do is they choke the SEC out. They get the Pac-12, which is easy. ACC will crumble. Big 12 will be the next to last to crumble, but they'll crumble. SEC will be sitting there alone. They'll feel foolish, so they'll eventually crumble too. That's what they calculated, and they were totally 180 wrong.
Right. All right, so we're going to play. So the bottom line, there's never been a two-loss team get in the playoffs. So it doesn't really matter how many games you play, what conference you're in. As long as you lose one game or less, you've got a shot to get in. They've never had a two-loss team in. So if Ohio State is 7-1 and they win the conference, they're in. The only way to stop them would be two losses, regardless of your overall record.
I would think that's right. Now, again, we don't know that maybe this year turns into 0-7. I don't think it will. But based on what we've seen historically, yes, you're right.
Yeah, I think that's the only champion LSU 07 in our lifetimes that got in with two losses, that won it with two losses. And now that they're actually inviting people into the playoff, they haven't had one two-loss team go in yet in 24 slots. So, yeah, I agree. All right, Bill, I'm glad it's back. Nebraska, we're great in the courtroom. We're not that good on the field. Maybe we'll get better this year, Bill.
Okay. See you, Richie. Knowing Nebraska history, having somebody say we're great in the courtroom, not quite there yet on the field. What if we'd have said that back during Dr. Tom? Oh, man. How about that? That's pretty funny. Husker Richie right there. Yeah, I don't think these presidents and chancellors were worried about Clemson and Alabama's out there playing. We kind of feel lonely here. Those guys don't think like that. That's not there. They don't wake up loving that they're at a school that is part of college football. That ain't their gig. I think the looking under the hood, checking on the shelves, sniffing around areas, wanting information, I think that spooked the heck out of them. And they can escape all of that by playing. I think this was a scam and a bunch of crooks from the beginning. And because of Nebraska, and let me give the other parents like Randy Wade and the Buckeyes were pretty vocal too now. Yes, very vocal. Mark Pantone, who is the player personnel guy for the Buckeyes. I've known him for a while. He on Twitter has retweeted everything written about this situation from a let's play point of view. We've got to get back to playing. Let's play. I bet you everything that's either said or written in that capacity, he has been all over Twitter. He hadn't tweeted himself much. He's tried to stay low-key there. I don't blame him. Smart. But if you follow him, he's a guy that – he's actually a Florida Gator. And he was part of Muschamp's staff. Actually, he was part of Urban Meyer's staff. Muschamp got the job. He stayed 1 year down there, stayed on with Muschamp, and said that was the most miserable year of his life. Told me that. And then when Urban got hired up at Ohio State, he went up there to join the Buckeyes, and he's been there ever since. He stayed on with Ryan Day, and he's very happy up there. He's Florida Gator. Yeah, Mark Pantone. Very good at what he does. If you don't follow him. We've got to get the break. Let's get it right here. Presented by on this Thursday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still looking pretty decent right now, coming up through Brentwood, Franklin, through Williamson County in general. Just watch your speed out here. We've seen some radar in certain areas. Traffic still holding up by 24 here, passing Harding Place, making your way towards Nashville from Rutherford County. That looks pretty good through that construction. Ripley's Aquarium Family Edition Sleep with the Sharks is back this weekend. You can check out all the details at RipleyAquariumOfTheSmokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place with the best bowling, games, food and drink, and entertainment? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment is the answer. And with five centers in Middle Tennessee, there is a location near you. All open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Hermitage, and the Tusculum area. And enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville at Circus World, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, Time Freak, a laser maze, a virtual reality roller coaster, and an indoor bungee trampoline. Strike and Spare is expanding their Murfreesboro operations to the old Sears building in the Stones River Mall, with most of the attractions Hendersonville offers. Like them on Facebook for updates on the new Strike and Spare Murfreesboro. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are also the perfect place for your next gathering, from birthday parties to family reunions. For more information, visit strikeandspare.com. Remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
At NFL Network, we're here for Thursday and the Battle of the Buckeye State.
I woke up feeling dangerous.
We're here for number one pick against number one pick. For AJ and OBJ.
I mean, how good is that?
For warp speed and sheer power.
On by land, what a catch.
For an old rivalry in a new era. We're here for Thursday. Bengals, Browns, Thursday Night Football, Thursday at 8, only on NFL Network.
Ladies and gentlemen,
here's a smart suggestion.
Check out the new and improved WNSR.com.
You're going to have to explain that.
It's the new and improved WNSR.com. With everything a sports fan needs.
We got a whole new attitude.
All the scores. All the highlights. All the updates. All the stories. And even the new website smell. From Nashville Sports Radio.
This is the most important religious event of our time.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Log on to the new and improved WNSR.com.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Mostly sunny with a high of 85, partly cloudy tonight, low 61. Mostly sunny Friday, high 75. Mostly clear Friday night, low 52. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
When it comes to the college football playoff, he's for exclusion, not inclusion. It's Bill King.
That is true. Now, Bull Nation's got a tweet. I'm trying to understand this. Says, Bill, here's a scenario. What if the Big Ten has two teams go undefeated because they don't play each other and the SEC champ is sitting there with two losses? We've got chaos. Well, let me think this out. The Big Ten's going to play eight games plus one. Now, the plus one is a league game. So that's nine. East and West champs, or the one seed in each, will play each other in the Big Ten championship game. So I don't know of a scenario that would fit here. And if you don't win your league, they're not going to put in some team that happens to go 9-0. That I just don't see that. The Big Ten champ, again, let's just say it's Ohio State versus Wisconsin. That's one versus one in the championship game. Then the other games are going to be 2-2, 3-3, and all that. But the championship game obviously is one versus one. Let's say it's Buckeyes, Wisconsin. Obviously, somebody's got a loss there. So I think that's a very unlikely. I guess anything's, but I don't see that happening. And you know what, Vol Nation? If we do have chaos, I don't care. I mean, chaos. We've had chaos at the end of years many times. Maybe it's a team getting in that didn't win their league, which, by the way, when the Buckeyes got in, Alabama got in under those circumstances, I was okay with. But that was chaotic. There were people who weren't okay with. But chaos is good. Not the chaos we're in right now, but just college football chaos is healthy. Why do you think the popularity of college football through the 90s and now has been so incredible and so on the upswing? It started in the 90s, but it really, when did it kick in? When did it hit the accelerator? 1998, first year of the BCS. BCS did more for college football and its popularity because of the chaos, so-called chaos, as anything that's ever happened. People don't see that. They don't get it. It's so true. That's why I love the BCS. BCS was perfectly imperfect. I said that to you 1,000 times through the years. Its perfection was its perceived imperfection. It caused a heightened awareness of college football. It caused it, because of the chaos, to be even more popular. Everything nice and clean and perfect and totally fair isn't really the best storyline. Now, again, I think the BCS got it right every year. I think the playoffs to date, even though I don't like the committee concept, I think they've gotten the teams pretty much right the whole time. Jeff Chu checking in, Alpha Bean Counter. Bill, if the Pacifier 12 ends up playing this season, the Corona Bros will lose their ever-loving minds. The West has always been a blind follower of the Jonestown mentality. If that domino falls, it seems to me that the fraud has finally been exposed by the masses. Well, I think it's going to fall. It sounds like the Pac-12 is aimed and ready to start practicing very soon and playing games somewhere around the end of October. I think those dominoes are falling as we sit here. I didn't think that would happen as fast. That's one area where I told you, don't think the Pac-12 is going to be quick to jump on board. They are. They have been. I didn't see that because they've been quiet. They have not complained at all. Being shut down has not been an issue. So I didn't think that they would be so giddy to get up and go. They have been, though. Next, Jim and Ramsey. Bill, if the Mountain West opens up, Air Force will have more than two games this season. Yeah, Mountain West is discussing this right now, too. Be nice if they jump on board. That'd be a nice gesture, too. Jim and Ramsey, Bill, Larry Scott should go back to organizing tennis tournaments. Yeah, that was his job prior. I've seen articles, now maybe not in the last week, John Wilner, he is the best West Coast reporter from the San Jose Mercury News. He is a Pac-12 aficionado. He knows that league inside and out, and I think he's the best source for breaking information, too. Read his articles, you learn a lot. He has written articles about there is some momentum among the chancellors and or presidents out there in the Pac-12 to get rid of Larry Scott. Now, I don't know where they're at in that determination and if that's just a lot of huffing and puffing. I don't know. But he is a atrocious commissioner. You know, he makes like 2.5 times more than the SEC commissioner. The Pac-12 guy does. Now, you may say, well, yeah, Bill, but he's in San Francisco. He's taxed to hell and back. He probably doesn't clear more We might not. I think he makes like $5 million, and the SEC commissioner makes about $1.5 million. You could look that up. I could be off a little bit there. But somewhere in there, somewhere in that vicinity. I mean, the SEC commissioner should be the highest paid commissioner in sports and in college sports. You would think, but maybe they're trying to be fiscally responsible down in Birmingham. Maybe that's it. I think he's making about $1.5 million, which is, in Birmingham, that's good coin. Yeah, you can buy some beachfront property and get you a little. Now, you can't get you a big home on the beach, but you can get you a decent little home, little old cottage on the beach. How about that? You could. What could you get? Now, it depends on where you're at. Not in Seaside. That million and a half won't get you to the mailbox if you're on the beach in Seaside, but. Get you a place that's not quite as cliquish as Seaside. Maybe you have the coin to be able to get you a little view of the ocean while you're down there. Okay, here's what we need to do. I just looked up. Bottom of the hour break, Thursday edition, presented by the lovely place. We haven't been there for a couple of months. I miss that place, the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still looking pretty decent right now coming up through Brentwood, Franklin, through Williamson County in general. Just watch your speed out here. We've seen some radar in certain areas. Traffic still holding up by 24 here passing Harding Place, making your way towards Nashville from Rutherford County. That looks pretty good through that construction. Ripley's Aquarium Family Edition Sleep with the Sharks is back this weekend. You can check out all the details at RipleyAquariumOfTheSmokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Brad Keselowski took home the win from Richmond. Up next, more short track action from Bristol Motor Speedway, the final race in this round of the playoffs. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, and I get my NASCAR news on the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at facebook.com/thefinallap. We'd appreciate it. Every single weekday right here.
Like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
morning, y'all. Happy Thursday to you. We've covered a lot of ground today. Very fluid environment, but things going in a good direction. That's the point. We have studied, we have opined, we have discussed to the greatest depths what has been going on here. We continue to feed you this information. And it's very easy to follow, actually. It's not all that complicated. It seems complicated at times, but it's really not all that complicated. You had a league, the Big Ten, which thought they could shut college football down. The chancellors and the presidents, we will buckle in August, and they've known for a long time they were going to do this. And we'll get others to buckle. Eventually, the SEC, yes, even in the South, we'll get those hillbillies, they'll buckle too. We'll get the Bill Kings of the world to buckle too. And that was nowhere close to the case. Total miscalculation. But they had settled in, and they were doing fine shut down, meaning the presidents and the chancellors. And even though other leagues were playing and their grand scam was not happening, they were still happy. Not playing was not a problem for that group of scam artists. Until the lawyers wanted to look under the hood. We need some information. Here's a list of items we're going to need specificity on. And this was in a courthouse. And if you want to know what speaks to the presidents and the chancellors, it's the legal system. And the lawyers and the players who were suing, they were making an indention. That's the first time the Big Ten actually acknowledged anything. They were going to sit in there ivory tower and laugh at everybody, all us peasants, begging to play. That's the metaphor you need to get in your head. That's what they were doing, and they were totally happily doing it. Until the lawyers got involved. And the lawyers didn't even have to do much. That's how weak the chancellor's and president's case was. Lawyers didn't have to do much. And that's when everything changed. If you want to know a moment, that's the moment. Now, having the Ohio State people be vocal, meaning either Ryan Day or players, etc., or Randy Wade, the dad, that helped too. That noise helped too. But if you want to know what was the ball buster on our side, it was Nebraska and the suits. The lawyers and the players that sued. That was the big ball buster in this whole thing. And that's why we are where we are, which is good. Which is good. We should have more specificity from the Big Ten soon. I don't know if that means today, tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday. I don't really care. It's like I said, when the SEC released their schedule, it was on the SEC network, and it was a big deal. Everybody's watching, and people would ask me, Bill, what'd you think about it? I don't care. I really don't. I don't care who's playing who and what time of day it is. If we're playing, I'm happy. I'm not worried about who got the schedule right, who didn't get it, who got ripped off with the addition, why is there no equality when it comes to schedules. I don't give a rip about any of that, y'all. I don't care. That's not for now, at least in my mind. Getting back on the field and playing when all of this was being threatened was all I cared about. None of the little minute details of who gets to play where and what if we have at the end a problem over here. And that's all going to be discussed on the show. I'm not saying that's irrelevant, but it's not important. When the SEC released their schedule and everybody's watching and everybody's comparing notes and all that, I'm not even paying attention. Somebody asked me, what'd you think about that schedule? Well, I didn't see it. Because, frankly, I don't care. I am so happy we're playing. I'm not worried about week one or week six or week three or week nine. I don't care. I'm just glad we're playing. Wherever it lands and whoever you have to play, good enough for me. Yeah, I still couldn't tell you. Somebody called the other day. Oh, Tennessee. The other day somebody called last week about Tennessee. I couldn't remember who the two additions were. Vol Nation had to tell me. I paid no attention to it at all. Allen in Tampa. Bill Hope, all our friends on the Emerald Coast are doing well. I haven't heard anything to the contrary. I haven't heard from any of them, but yeah, that hurricane hit around Gulf Shores and was a Cat 2 at the time, 100, 105 mile-an-hour winds, flooding. No, take that back. Johnny Vegas. Yeah. Johnny Vegas sent pictures, and we tweeted those. Georgia Dog put up some videos, too, down there. But I hear everybody's doing okay. Karen says, Bill, the thing is the 5% and the 21-day thing is ridiculous. Yeah, they are setting some very tight parameters. I'm trying not to stress on that right now just because I'm excited about the reopen and they're going to play. But, yes, those numbers there are easily shutdownable. And you wonder, again, we may have to get into this. You wonder if the Big Ten has put that in there knowing it's going to cause a lot of disruption. Meaning the chancellors and the presidents. Yeah, because, folks, I'm telling you, just because we've gotten some positive news about them deciding we can practice, we can play, we're going to play 8 games, then a plus 1. League championship game's going to be on the 19th. They're in line to be synced up with the playoffs. Just because we're hearing all of that doesn't mean these chancellors and presidents are trustable. Okay? I don't trust them at all. I'm happier right now because they're playing, but Karen's right. These parameters are incredibly suffocating. 21-day sit-out, 5% of your roster. She says here, if I'm the Big Ten or if I'm one of these teams, I lie. You may have to lie to get on the field. Just saying. Hoptown boy. You know what that is? That's Hopkinsville, Kentucky, in case you're wondering. See, I've got relatives all over Kentucky. I know the slang up there now. I can speak Kentucky. My mom, I've told you that, but if some of you don't remember, my mom is from, born and raised in Bardstown, Kentucky. Used to go up there as a kid to visit. My old Kentucky home, right up there, Bardstown, Kentucky. Hoptown boy, Bill, has anybody checked with Governor Ballbuster lately? She's probably fit to be tied. Hashtag UK will win the East. He's got the hashtag down. Is that Governor Whitner up there in Michigan? Is that who you're talking? I guess so, yeah. That's Governor Ballbuster. I don't know. We've got a Ballbuster on each side. We've got her. We've got the president of Michigan. He's also a Ballbuster. But then we've got Ted Carter. And we have the lawyers. And we have Randy Wade. Those are ball busters on the right side. Each side has their ball busters. I'm glad we've got a few of them, too. Jim and Ramsey, Bill, with these mandatory sit-outs, you're going to find out what your depth's like. You know what? Again, think about this, everybody. Clemson in their first game. Now, again, they played Wake. I'm not trying to make too much of that, but Clemson in their first game played every freshman but one, and that one I think didn't play because didn't make the trip. Everybody played. Why not play more of your young people now than ever before? This does not cost them. You don't have to worry about the 4-game new rule. That's for this year. doesn't even exist. No player loses this year. If you play every game or one snap, or you just play five snap and it's game seven, why not get your freshman out there more than you ever would before? Because you do not have to spend 1 minute, y'all, not 1 millisecond, 1 minute, 1 hour on wondering eligibility due to playing. That's not a thing this year. There is no eligibility requirements this year. You get it back. Like I said, this is funny. Trevor Lawrence has 3 more years to play. Trevor Lawrence gets this year back. So does Justin Fields. They're not coming back. I'm just saying. Whether you're a true freshman and you're the last guy on the whole depth chart bench, right, on the whole team, or you're Trevor Lawrence, you equally get the year back. I'd be playing the young guys more than ever this year. Now, again, if a guy's not ready, I'm not saying force it. But usually coaches are uptight on the hold them back side of things rather than let's get some experience. Let's get some game reps. I repeat, everybody, there is nothing you can do to replicate game reps. Your practice doesn't do it. Your scrimmage doesn't do it. There is nothing like the real game. Oh, it's important to practice and get those reps in too. Those help you. Those build things. But there's nothing like a real game. The clock's on. Real penalties. Real turnovers. Real consequences. There's nothing like the game. And you can't get those reps unless you're given the opportunity. So I'd be playing young guys again that can help you, or that you're trying to project, or that you're trying to, you know, the abilities that they just need to work through everything as young people do on the field. I don't know if everybody will handle it. Clemson is so much better than everybody in their league. Maybe part of it is, they can afford to do that. All they have to do is, if they get nervous, put back in the starters and destroy the team that they're playing in their league. Maybe, you know, Alabama can't afford to do that as much because there are teams that are closer to them in the SEC than in the ACC to Clemson. But I'd still be doing more of it than I'm used to. Okay, let's do this. One more. Let's get the break. Coming up, one more segment on this Thursday edition. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's moving fairly decent out here right now on all the major interstate routes as we take a look at it live here on I-40 through Hermitage Donaldson here up by the airport. Traffic's still not too bad. Making your way from Franklin into Brentwood on 65 going north up through this part of Williamson County. Celebrate autumn at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest, September 25th through November 1st. All the details at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Want to talk to you about the folks at Doobie Orthopedics, and I know that you're going to sit there and go, Plaz, what do you know about that? And the truth of it is, not much. Until about a year ago, right about now, I ended up with some really bad shoulder and neck problems, and I had no idea where to turn. A friend of mine suggested Doobie Orthopedics, and you know what? That friend was dead on right. I find out now they've got over 30,000 customers. There's a reason for that. They are really good at what they do. I ended up choosing the Hermitage location, but they have locations all over town. Frist Boulevard was where I was, with a phone number of 391-4545. I got the individual one-on-one attention that I needed. They set up a plan, and you know what? The plan worked to perfection. I highly recommend Doobie Orthopedics.
This season, get football on your time with NFL Game Pass. Relive all the action with full game replays.
We do it again.
Catch every snap in just 45 minutes with condensed games.
Caught for the touchdown. Learn from the pros with film sessions.
Once you're in that red zone, it's a chess match.
And get access to the NFL Films Archive. Go to NFL.com/Game Pass to start your free trial today. NFL Game Pass, where football never stops.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR SkyScan forecast for this morning. Mostly sunny with a high of 85, partly cloudy tonight, low 61. Mostly sunny Friday, high 75. Mostly clear Friday night, low 52. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The home of commitments and other stuff. The Bill King Show.
Karen said earlier, if I'm a school there in the Big Ten, I lie about the tests. And then Roundman said, yeah, I agree. There's going to be some covering up of positive COVID tests. Let's think this out, though. We've already said this is a year where it's going to be hard to get fired. In this environment, it just is. I think there's going to be a lot of mulligans given out this year for teams that have crappy years. This is just not the financial time to be running people. Now, maybe there's a firing or two, but I don't think it's a huge hot seat year, if you will, like we're typically used to. But if you get caught doing this, I'd assume you're gone. And they can fire you for cause, too. They don't owe you any money. Yeah, it's not like that wouldn't be a financial. They'd be running you. Let's say you're getting $4 to $5 million a year, which is a pretty normal salary these days. I just used that word, by the way. Another violation by the host. The normal words not to be used on the show. I just used it. Yeah, you get busted doing that, and you're done. And they don't owe you any money either. So, yeah, I mean, in this day and time, could stuff get covered up? Yes. I'm not trying to be too naive here. Not at all. But the consequences would be so overwhelming if it's on my watch. Heck no. Wouldn't be doing that. The consequences are brutal. Consequences are ruin your career. But could somebody, despite all of that, cover up some positive tests to keep people eligible? I guess that's possible, yeah. Don't want to be too naive here. Shannon up in South Bend. Bill, since the Big Ten is back, I wonder if the college teams in Michigan will have to follow suit and wear masks under their masks while playing, like the high school and amateur sports. We're doing it for travel hockey, and it's been interesting thus far. So, yeah, Shannon was telling us in Michigan for high school ball, you have to wear a mask while you're playing, which to me would be suffocating. Again, I don't mean your football face mask. I mean the mask that you wear when you go into Kroger and Publix and whatever grocery store you go to. Winn-Dixie. Yeah, so you've got two masks. You've got your face mask protector on your helmet, which is a good thing to have. And then you have your mask covering your nose and mouth while you're playing. Worst thing about the masks to me is the sweat. When I'm in a parking lot, and once I get out of a store or something, I'll pull the mask off once I'm out in the clear. But the just and it's real humid here in the South. But just my face, I've never had my face. This is gross. I've never had my face sweat before, ever. I mean, and now with the mask on, I pull it off, and there's like bubbles all over me, over my mouth. It's like, dang. I don't mind. I mean, I don't mind wearing it if that's the rule. I don't, but that's the worst. Oh, and the second worst part is I have to wear glasses for reading. Through the years, I've had my face in a computer for so long that my eyes have. Now, just driving around or regularly or watching TV, I don't need glasses at all. But for reading, I do. And on the show, I have to have them because I'm facing to Twitter and everything else all the way through the show. And when you're wearing a mask, your breath goes up to your glasses and fogs them. So that's a little inconvenience too, but I'll get over it. I'm not wearing a mask during the show, though, because I'm alone. I'm in the Wilco location. Totally safe. Nathan says, yeah, Bill, the protocol right now for sports, all sports in Michigan, high school and college, is you have to have a mask on while playing. Hoping the governor modifies that soon. So let me ask you this, Nathan. So if you're Michigan State in Michigan, you have to have your mask on, which covers your nose and mouth. Inside, of course, your helmet that you're wearing with a face mask on your helmet. Now, let me ask you this, though. Does that mean that every team that plays at Michigan, you're on the road, you're playing in the Big House, or you're playing in East Lansing, does that mean you have to, because you're on their turf, also wear the mask? I would assume yes. I hadn't even thought this out yet. So if you're visiting East Lansing or Ann Arbor, I'm assuming, unless they lift this, as you mentioned, Nathan, that you have to play by their rules. It's their turf. It's their jurisdiction. So whoever plays at Michigan, you're going to have a couple of masks on. Again, I'm just trying to add up the math here. Better get ready for that. Hey, why did we lose? Wow, that stupid mask, man. It was suffocating me. Couldn't rush the passer like I typically do. I haven't seen anything like that, though. Nathan says, yes, as of right now, that's supposed to happen. So any teams coming into the state of Michigan would have to wear a mask. Totally ridiculous. Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought, Nathan. But I'm glad you updated me on that because I hadn't even thought about them. There are all these little things we haven't talked about much yet. And they are items. So, yeah, if you're going into the Big House, bring a couple extra masks in addition to your helmet. You're going to have to wear them. So quarterback. At the line, let's say you're a quarterback, you're on the visiting team, you're playing in the Big House, and first of all, you're playing with no fans at all in there, and you're in the shotgun, and you're barking out. Will you be able to hear him? If you're a wide receiver and you're wide left in the offensive formation, will you be able to hear the quarterback audibling through that mask? Because I know right now, if you're in a store and you're going up to pay, right, and they've got the plexiglass up there, but you're having to talk to the guy. Hi, how you doing? You paying with credit card or cash or whatever the conversation is. Sometimes it's hard to understand them. I wonder if that's a problem. I mean, if it's the rule, it's the rule. I get that part, but I'm just saying. That's going to be Nathan. Thanks for the info, though. Yeah, that's key data right there. We're going to need to know about. At Crazy Charlie 615, I look up the Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ, all bloody red. Powell spoke yesterday for the Fed. Everybody got nervous. Everybody got scared. I think some big funds are dumping today, too. So what? I'm protected, man. I'm not exposed. Hey, in this market, get in and out. Don't be sitting there. Get in and out. So it can go red all day, all night. It's not hurting me today. At Bill S. King, Brad with us tomorrow. Yeah, BradPowerSports.com. Let's see if some other league decides to jump on board as well before we get to Friday. Lodge Pop.